On November the 11th at 11:42 p.m., a short-eared owl flying at 24 miles per hour soared over a row of terraced houses in Gale Close, a quiet street in a small town in England. At that exact same second, in number 19, Arthur Hill snorted in his sleep, dreaming of his prize-winning tomatoes. While in number 15, Maya Jassani turned over page 365 of the sci-fi novel she'd been reading and gasped as the story came to a thrilling end, disturbing her cat, Fabio. And in number 17, baby Lily Morgan cried out, waking her father, Tom. Tom crept out of bed and checked on his daughter, but she'd already fallen back to sleep. For a moment, he thought he could smell gas and remembered that their gas appliances were well past their yearly checkups, but put it out of his mind, thinking it was more likely to be a smell coming from the nappy bin. He got back into bed and was asleep before the clock his grandfather had given him clicked over to midnight. In the morning, the very same clock rang at exactly 6:45 a.m., and Tom began his day. He walked downstairs, rubbed his weary eyes, and again thought he could smell gas. He turned on the kitchen light. The spark from the switch ignited the cloud of gas, which had been slowly seeping out of a damaged pipe for the last 6 hours and 48 minutes. The blast moved through the house at incredible speed. Tom managed to get baby Lily out, but number 17 was destroyed. The explosion also had a ripple effect on the houses around it. In number 15, Maya escaped, but all of her novels were burned to ashes and Fabio lost his tail. In number 19, Arthur never awoke from his dream of tomatoes. The street would now be without gas for many days, but the psychological impact of that night would last much longer. Rose from number 5 would miss her cups of tea with Arthur, and it would be months before the Monteith family from number 13 could return to their home. It never felt the same again. As Tom watched the ambulance take his neighbour away, he wished with all of his heart he'd got his gas appliances checked by a gas-safe registered engineer. As everyone on Gale Close tried to sleep that night, they all wished they'd done more to be gas-safe. Help your neighbourhood stay better gas-safe than sorry. Visit gassaferegister.co.uk/theRippleEffect.